This excerpt is from the tape made on January 18, 1995. It was from an interview that I had with Frank Hayes, Jr., former Majority Leader of the House and President of the Senate, and his wife, Lou. I think it is a wonderful, unforgettable part of the history of acquiring the Air Force Academy.
One thing that I had a part in was the creation of the Air Force Academy. At the time, Dan Thornton was governor, and he was close to Eisenhower. We were one of five states going after the Air Force Academy, but we were in a special session on grasshoppers and had 3 days left and already set for adjournment. And we were the only state among the five in session. What could we do to get the advantage over the five states? Eisenhower really liked the idea of Colorado Springs. John Love was an attorney in Colorado Springs, and he was president of the Chamber of Commerce and could rally the troops. I called Lou, and she had her bridge club there that day, and I said I was bringing some legislators to dinner to try and draft a bill, and she asked, "Who do you want?" I said, "The governor, Dave Hamill, Oakley Wade, and I'll sign on as majority leader." At that time, Lou didn't have a car, and one of the other ladies took her to the grocery store. When we arrived, she was relaxed and smoking a cigarette. We lived in a little bitty Cracker Box house. After dinner, the governor didn't show up. Dave Hamill helped Lou with the dishes, and Oakley Wade and I wanted to get busy drafting the bill. We didn't know at the time that we needed 1,700 acres. We ran into constitutional provisions that the legislature can't authorize anything past 1 year. I yelled into Dave and Lou in the kitchen, "We got to put some money for appropriation in this bill, otherwise we can't get institutions to go ahead." I yelled in the kitchen and said, "How much money do you want to appropriate?" And we were talking it over when Lou called from the kitchen, "Put in $1 million. I wrote it in there. I was scared to death when I was carrying the bill that someone would ask me what the $1 million was for. I didn't know, but we did get it passed.
This excerpt is from the taped interview with former Representative and former Senator Don Morris. It was taken on September 24, 1996, and it is an answer to one of the questions on the interview. What is your favorite place in the Capitol?
What's your favorite place in the Capitol?
I like sitting with you as a tie. Sitting in the gallery of Theater House is really an impressive feel. And I used to do that every so often. If there was a committee break, I would just go and sit in the gallery. And sometimes there's nothing going on in the house. I just watch you guys down there shuffling papers or just in awe of it. The other place that will always be near to me, and because I'm a guy, I take rules very seriously, and I'm very respectful. It's maybe because of the way I was raised and being a lawyer. I'm not used to, when I'm in a formal setting, to me it's sacrosanct. So I couldn't deal with people without ties on the floors or with toothpicks in their mouths and things. So it was real. But so that leads to the second place that to me is very special, and that's the aisle of either house. Because that's a place that I will never go again. Because to me the rules are only members of the assembly are supposed to be down the aisle, the middle aisle. And I won't go down that aisle again because I'm not a member anymore. And I remember the last day, you know, I didn't know I wasn't coming back because it was a runoff election after the session ended. But I remember when the gavel went down, closing the last session, I made a very serious point of walking down the aisle one more time just in case I won this auditor's race and didn't make it again. It's a very special place to be.